direct.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
So we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and actually we've been here since yesterday, which was Porkfest Eve. The event technically didn't start until this morning, bright and early, and I was up for the sunrise. Well, not quite the sunrise, but it was up for a beautiful picture, which I might share on our Facebook here in a moment, of the mountains, you know, with a little bit of fog, kind of getting burned off just a little bit by the early sunlight. Just so beautiful. I mean, being at Rogers Campground is something to behold, isn't it?
It's going to sound like gushing, and, you know, it's not like I don't gush. But the fact is I believe that the view here from Rogers Campground is one of the most beautiful ones I've ever seen, and I say one of because I don't want to seem like I'm gushing. It's the best one I can think of right now.
Yeah, I don't get tired of it at all. And
I love the fact that we've got a view as we do the show of those mountains.
It's true. In fact, I still didn't get around to opening all the windows. So if somebody in our audience wouldn't mind doing that, that would be awesome. There's so many windows in this room, but it can get a little warm during the daytime. I think we've been fortunate that it actually hasn't been scalding hot outside thus far. There's been kind of a rain each day, so for a quick cool down, it hasn't lasted for particularly a long time. So I think everything's holding out pretty well as far as the weather is concerned here at the Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th one. I don't remember, what is this? We started in 2007, I guess, so we've been doing a lot of these over the years. It's been great to continue to meet all kinds of liberty-oriented people, which we're here because of the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is what?
The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the state of New Hampshire in order to have some kind of meaningful effect on state governance. And at this point, with about a thousand people in state, we've seen some effects.
Yeah,
and I can only imagine what it'd be like once 20,000 arrive.
Right. I mean, people love to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival to be around literally hundreds of other individuals who actually think like they do, that believe in the ideas of liberty, that, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. When you're around so many people who think that way, there's a real synergy. There's a real meeting of the minds, and new ideas are always generated, new contacts are made, networking is very effective here, and, you know, if you're going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this is a great place to meet your future neighbors, the people who you'll be calling friends in a few years. So that's one, I think, of the most attractive portions about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, besides the incredible vista, besides the wonderful food that's being cooked for us by fellow attendees here to the event. And it's getting, you know, to be a much larger event, over 1,100 pre-registrations this year, from what I've heard.
We're going to 1,500 this year.
I'm thinking you're right on that. It is going to be at least 1,500, and maybe even more, because I was talking with Mandrick, who is one of the guys running one of the major food, I guess, operations here. And he said that last night, which was, again, Porkfest Eve, he said last night it was four times as busy as it was the year prior.
The same day? Comparing the
right
days? Okay.
Four times as busy. And that's on Sunday before the event has even started. He said last night was the equivalent of Wednesday last year.
Yeah, I was wondering how it compared to the other days of the week.
So if that's any indicator for what's to come here, if four times as many were here on Sunday, how many times as many will be here Friday or Saturday?
And one of the things that makes the Porcupine Freedom Festival so special is the venue, Rogers Campground.
Rogers Campground is amazing. It's been here for several years now. I think, do you recall Crosby is with us, who is the owner and proprietor here at Rogers Campground? Do you recall when, because it was here originally, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when it started 10 years ago, if I'm recalling correctly. It went to a different campground, which was much less welcoming, and now it's back at Rogers.
Yeah, well, I can remember back. I've had this place 15 years now, and it was about the fifth year that they first came in. And then it was a couple years, and then went down, I believe, to the middle of the state, and then returned up here. And once again, you are all very welcome, and a lot of very familiar faces and things like that that we see. So it's a very pleasant experience for us up here, too.
Yeah, and I'm glad that it is, because obviously it must be. You keep having us back, right? If it was, if the Porcupine Freedom Festival was a bad crowd, if they were destroying property and doing things like that, you wouldn't have us back, and so it's great.
We've never had a bad episode up here, to tell you the truth.
It's amazing you can have this many people. And, you know, one of the unusual aspects of the Porcupine Freedom Festival is you'll see people walking around with guns on their hips. They'll have handguns. Some people have even seen with long guns. I've seen people with, like, a broadsword over their
right.
backs. And, you know, they're weapons freedom activists. And never one incident. It's amazing.
No, it really is. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun working with them. What I have found that the people who are here really respect landowners extremely well.
Mm, yeah, they
and,
do.
And it's amazing how, you know, if something goes and it's not really the way we think it should, we just mention it and it's over. It's done. And they go about their way and
that's
everything.
Great.
But that's the great part about having her. And as I say, Tuesday, you can eat off the grass up here. This place will be so clean. And they come in and it's amazing how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
So I want to talk about the view. I think this is one of the things that sets Rogers Camp. There's two things that I feel set Rogers Campground apart. And one of them is this glorious view that we have here. I always compare it to the Hindu Kush. Not that I know anything about that. But that's what it brings up in my mind, sort of poetically brings up that view. What's it like throughout the seasons? You're here all the time. What's it like to see this view change and change?
Well, you come here in the spring, and we look up at Mount Washington, and we have snow on top. When we opened this place up, we got snow on top. 6 weeks ago, we had 6 inches of snow up here. And it just changes day to day, hour to hour. This afternoon, we watched the thunderstorms go along the Presidential Mountains, and then the sun is over here.
Yeah, it's beautiful right now. Sun's shining everywhere. You can see, you know, cows grazing out on the other fields.
We even had a rainbow, actually, after the rain stopped today, which was fantastic.
My son got me up for that.
And Wendy suggested, because Buzz's big gay dance party is coming up toward the end of the week, and Buzz has a big banner that she put out, and the rainbow happened to be positioned in a way to where the banner could be photographed in the same picture as the rainbow. So it seemed really perfect.
The other thing that I think is amazing about Rogers Campground is that somehow or another, this is less of a buggy place than the rest of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If you walk out in the woods at my house, you're going to have ticks, black flies, mosquitoes. A variety of things will begin to snack on you.
That's something I've noticed as well. Why is that, Crosby?
If you look on the website, you know, camping usually brings animals. They fly around your head and one thing or another. The amazing thing here is I think it's the fires or the winds or whatever that keeps it away. But on the website, you'll see a mosquito picture, and there'll be a big cross through it, indicating we don't have them.
Not very many.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, once in a while.
They're here,
them,
but
know.
Not very many.
The black flies last about 2 or 3 days. Mosquitoes will last a day or two. And at the very end of the summer, we get those big flies that die and have feet stick straight up in the air, and then gets warm, and they flop over and fly again.
So it's just a natural thing. You're not going around spraying a bunch of stuff.
No, we don't spray a thing.
Okay.
Nothing.
That's amazing.
Really
an amazing property. And I agree with you, Mark. The view just never gets old. I mean, year after year after year. It's incredible, and I imagine that's why you have some of these long-term rentals here at the campground, where there are people here, you know, with their sign out. They live there several months out of the year.
The Smiths.
Yeah, and they all are looking at this incredible view, and they've got some really choice, I think, campsites.
I think one of the comical things is we have quite a few seasonals, about 80 seasonals. The seasonals look forward to Porkfest.
Really?
Why is that?
I think everybody walks around and get along with everybody.
Sure.
And so they look forward to meeting people and talking to them and just, you know, the conversations and so forth. And it's amazing how the seasonals will actually look forward.
Huh.
And, you know, and a couple of things have occurred that I sort of stayed away because I didn't want to catch any flack. And come to find out, when I went out there, it was just the total opposite.
Wow.
They welcomed me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I always wonder what it's like for Lancaster, sort of in general, when the Porcupine Freedom Festival comes. Generally, we're sort of isolated out here on the Rogers.
It's
campaign.
A cash infusion is what it's like. I mean, the grocery stores, you know, various different businesses in town, restaurants in some cases. I mean, you can get all the food you need here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but there are some great restaurants in town as well. Crosby, the proprietor of Rogers Campground, Campground. Thank you so much for joining us here
tonight.
What's
the website?
RogersCampground.com.
Yes, thank you very, very much. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Crosby. See you soon. 855, 450 free. Thank you to the studio audience here as well. We're here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th edition. We will continue here in moments, and we're going to go to the movies for a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com, MigralaxRelief.com, or call 800-543-4186.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight. night for you, 855-453. That's the Sickle CAI toll free line. We'll get the phones up here in a moment. So we've got all kinds of interesting people here, of course, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival to keep us occupied talking to here on the radio. And there's going to be a special presentation of a movie here tonight. We're going to tell you more about that because apparently we have a small appearance in this movie. Which...
Once again, somebody has recognized my immense talent.
So we're going to tell you more, but we're actually going to have the director of the film on here in moments.
Well, and quite a libertarian luminary, and I'm excited. There will be many libertarian luminaries at the Freedom Fest. It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. Speakers include John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, and many, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge, and there's nothing like Vegas. So I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast, and it's an event you don't want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com and get registered now. It's freedomfest.com.
So we were approached not too long ago by some gentlemen working with a movie that is being produced, and I presume this is somewhat independent. The director, producer, how many roles do you have, J. Neil Shulman? Good evening, and welcome
evening
to Free Talk Live.
Well, to begin with, I wrote the original novel, which was published in 1979 with an endorsement on the dust jacket from Professor Milton Friedman right after, mm-hmm. a few years after he'd won his Nobel Prize. Anthony Burgess, author of A Clockwork Orange, and Thomas S. Zaz, a number of other luminaries.
Wow.
And over the years, it's picked up...
Really a big deal in libertarian communities.
The book
is
a long
seminal
time.
Libertarian
yeah,
novel,
well,
right?
Ron Paul endorsed it. Glenn Beck raved about it on his show.
Right, right.
So,
the book is called Alongside Night.
Alongside Night. And then, the book was published in 1979. In 1978, I had already written my first draft screenplay of it, intending that it would someday be a movie. That someday is now, because we finished making the movie on May 16th. It's done. It's finished.
Congratulations.
We have a great cast, and you know, it just came together beautifully.
Was it exhausting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, take us back a little bit more to was it the late 70s, you said. So was it always your intention to turn this into a movie? Because a lot of books, I don't think, are necessarily written with that intention.
I was not an experienced screenwriter back in the 70s. In fact, to be honest, I don't think I knew how to write a screenplay back in the 70s. That's one of the reasons it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
But by the 1980s, I'd written a script which sold to The Twilight Zone and was on. It's about a time-traveling professor who goes back and stops the JFK assassination. It's called Profile in Silver, creating a bad alternate history, which is self-destructing. By the way, if any of you have read Stephen King's latest novel, I am also describing the plot of his latest novel, which is suspiciously similar to my 1980s Twilight Zone episode. But then
it must have had a real effect on him.
Well, yeah, I guess he liked my writing. But in any event, I went on from there. In the 90s, I wrote a book called Stopping Power, Why 70 Million Americans Own Guns, which has a Charlton Heston endorsement on it and is sort of like a comprehensive defense of the right to keep and bear arms. I've written actually 12 books. Three of them are novels. One is a collection of short stories. One a collection of screenwriting. I wrote a book about the O.J. Simpson case.
So needless to say, you're an accomplished author. And this movie is going to be screened tonight. How many times has it been screened for the public?
I think we've had 4 screenings right now. Con Carolina's at the Science Fiction Convention in mm-hmm. Charlotte. Then we went to the Libertarian Party of North Carolina. We went to Fairfax, Virginia, to George Mason University. And we're just getting back from Libertarian Party of Michigan.
Is the trailer available to watch?
There is a sort of like a half-ass trailer made from very early assets, which we have up on YouTube called Sneak Peek, you know, teaser. But the actual real trailer is being made right now by Austin Peterson.
When is the deadline? When do you expect that's going to be released so people can get a taste of this?
Oh, probably by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just we've been all so busy. I mean, I've been on the road, in essence, since we finished the movie, just, you know, driving around the country and screening it.
Now, are you also the producer or the executive producer of the film in that you put up a lot of the money for this?
Our financier is Pat Heller of Liberty Coin Service, who put up all the money, well, you know, like 99% of the money for it. And he has product placements in the movie. Mm-hmm. He has merchandising rights. He's in the movie. His kids are in the movie. His wife is in the movie.
That's fun.
Now, there's some, speaking of people that are in the movie, there's Kevin Sorbo from the Hercules series.
Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, also Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda, also movies like Soul Surfer.
What level of, I guess, involvement did you have in the casting process of the film?
Final approval.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, J. Kent Hastings, one of our producers, he basically went out to Los Angeles. He did a casting session there, which got a lot of our actors. Also, we had Phil Valentine, who was a casting director in Las Vegas, because we did a lot of local casting. But, I mean, some of it, you know, we went on breakdown services, and it was people submitting to me, and I went through and looked at their reels and looked at their resumes and met them and made decisions.
And you made the whole thing out in Vegas?
Most of it was in Vegas. We, you know, we got to surrounding areas. We got as far, if you know what Frontsight is, Frontsight firearms training.
Oh yeah, Frontsight. Yes, yeah. They've been actually an advertiser on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we did a lot of our action at Frontsight.
Cool.
But not all of our action. We found some other places where we had some fun too.
Excellent.
So give me a pitch. I mean, I've never read the book, and so I'm sure a number of our listeners have not either. Give me a summary.
This is just a complete and total fantasy. It's about what happens when the government of the United States spends itself into oblivion.
That's a fantasy?
Oh, wait a second. You see, it was called science fiction when I wrote it back in the 1970s, but pretty much a lot of it is come to pass in the meantime.
Indeed. if they haven't spent themselves into oblivion yet, I shudder to think what that might look like.
It is about the crisis that happens when the government no longer has the money to pay the army and what's going to happen next.
Any kind of hint what might happen next?
Well, it's seen from my viewpoint character is the 16-year-old son of a world-famous Nobel Prize-winning economist named Dr. Martin Vreeland, played by Kevin Sorbo.
Mm-hmm.
And when Elliot Vreeland, the 16-year-old, when his father and family go missing, and he is being pursued by a couple of FEMA agents, the plot thickens.
I gotcha. Wow, as far as production of this thing, what kind of other actors did you have here? I see some other names that I wouldn't be able to.
Well, there's a lot of names that you would recognize. First of all, Jake Busey, he was in he played the crazy preacher in Contact, and he was also in Starship Troopers. He's Gary Busey's son.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Tim Russ, Spaceballs, Star Trek Voyager, Garrett Wong, also from Star Trek Voyager. We have Gary Graham, who was Detective Sykes on the TV series Alien Nation. We have Valence Thomas, who was in Men in Black 3, Mara Marini, who's sort of like a regular guest star
so
on Parks and Recreation.
With some sci-fi cred, I guess.
A lot of sci-fi cred in this movie, yeah.
So, have you been at, like, sci-fi conventions promoting this? What's that?
It's too soon. I mean,
you didn't have a trailer.
We finished this movie last month.
Wow.
We're just starting out.
It's
And how long has it been in production? I mean, not including when you wrote the script back in the 70s.
We started... Our first day of principal photography was December 5, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had another day of principal photography over Labor Day weekend 2012. And then we started principal photography in earnest at the beginning of December of 2011. We did 2 weeks, and then we went on hiatus for the holidays and came back, and we did about 3 weeks in January.
It's got to be a lot of work and a lot of, you know, crunch time, and, of course, the editing room is a whole other process. Can you stick with us for another second?
Absolutely.
Genial Shulman, the author and man behind Alongside Night, upcoming movie to be released 2013. What's the expectation?
Well, right now we're putting it out in sneak peeks, and we're waiting for a distributor to pick us up.
Okay, cool. 855, 453. There's more coming up live from Porkfest X.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features. We've got archives that go back for years. You can just click and download, and they're yours. And, of course, if you're listening live to this Porcupine Freedom Festival coverage that we're going to be doing all week long, and you miss a moment, no problem. You just go get the archives later tonight at freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for shipment, and most are at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. So if you're looking for laptops, desktops, tablets, flat-screen TVs, whatever kind of electronics device you're looking for, go to BitcoinStore.com and check out their prices versus the other major online retailers. I think you'll find that the prices are lower. However, there is a catch. Those prices are in bitcoins. You can only pay in bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. The reason they can offer such great rates, they don't have to pay that extra 3% or whatever to the credit card processing companies. It's bitcoinstore.com.
Oh, we have a special guest on with us here tonight. Janiel Shulman is with us. He's the author of Alongside Night, also the creator, one of the creators behind the movie, which is still to come. Don't have a release date quite yet. You're shopping around for a distributor, which is always an interesting process, as I understand it. I have a little bit of experience doing movie stuff. I executive produced a film called Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree.
Oh, I love that movie.
You've seen it. Thank you. It was a lot lower budget than yours.
Yeah.
And it was produced in a very short period of time. And, you know, it was a lot of fun and a real learning experience as well. So you're going to pitch this out to, I imagine, different actual, like, in-theater movie distributors?
Absolutely. We're going for theatrical distribution worldwide.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I think we've made a movie which is up to high-budget studio standards, mm-hmm. even though made for an independent film price.
Can you reveal the budget?
No.
Now, aren't they going to figure that out, the Internet Movie Database? Aren't they going to somehow ferret that information out, or is that like a trade secret?
Right now it's a trade secret.
Okay.
There's a number of different reasons not to give out that information because people get expectations at different budget levels.
Yeah, that makes sense because they think, you know, it was produced for this, so it'll be, you know, a big deal or produced for that.
Well, either way, you're not going to be able to make everybody happy, right? Because some people are going to look at the number and they're going to think, oh, it's going to be junk, and then it'll turn out to be great. Or they'll look at the number and they'll think, oh, it's going to be awesome, and then it may not be so great.
The best thing for them to do is look at the trailer.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, there's very little relationship in many ways between, you know, past a certain point, how much you spend on it.
Because, true.
You know, sometimes Hollywood is just spending money for the sake of spending money.
Is this a big special effects movie, or is it?
We had six different visual effects teams working on this movie,
wow.
So I think that's a yes.
Yeah, I would guess it would be. And we talked about the cast, including Kevin Sorbo here. And
Let me mention a couple of more actors. First of all, we have Saeed Faraj, who was in Green Zone, playing opposite Matt Damon. So I mean, you know, he's one of our big movie stars with a lot of following overseas. I should also mention that we have some young actors here who are up and coming. One of them is Christian Kramer, who plays Elliot Vreeland. We are actually introducing him in this movie, but you're going to be seeing a lot more of this kid.
How that good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How libertarian is this movie, Neil?
I would say that this is the most libertarian feature film ever made, end of story, period. It is hardcore agorist. It doesn't get harder core than this.
That's a big claim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for one thing, it is a movie which can appeal both to limited government types and to anarchists. I am of the anarchist persuasion myself.
Now, Free Talk Live appears in the movie, but we kind of did our little part separate from everybody else. Can you tell us, general idea how we were integrated in?
Yeah, you're basically on the wall as Elliot Vreeland walks into trouble. You are the handwriting on the wall, the many, many Tekel Upfars.
I'm honored that you guys seem
also,
genius.
But also, I mean, in the movie, we also have a bunch of iconic figures. We have Adam Kokesh in the movie.
Is that right?
We have Jordan Page singing live in the movie and on the movie soundtrack.
He was here last year. I saw his page, his performance, and he's really something on stage.
He's amazing. Jordan is absolutely amazing. Also, my daughter wrote the theme song to the movie alongside Knight, and you can get that song on iTunes or Amazon or other internet vendors.
And Jordan, Jordan Page performs that?
No, my daughter performs that. Okay. Jordan performs one of his own songs called Liberty off his first album. And then he also performs another song written by my daughter called Unchained. And that's these are on the end credits of the movie.
Well, I have to say, I'm looking forward to seeing the official trailer when it's released, and I'm sure you'll give us a heads up about that so we can tell our audience at that time.
Well, can I mention one more person in the movie?
Yeah, sure.
David Friedman.
Drop some names, man.
David Friedman, who is going to be here at Porkfest.
He is one of the featured speakers this year.
This is the son of Milton Friedman. I hate the idea of mentioning Milton Friedman every time I mention David Friedman. He's his own man. He certainly has written some seminal libertarian works. However, it does help people sort of place him in the timeline.
Well, David Friedman plays the King of Sweden, who hands the Nobel Prize to Dr. Martin Vreeland in a flashback.
David Friedman is a huge student of history, and it just amuses me that he would be the King of Sweden.
So tell me, what are some good ways? Obviously, if our listeners continue to listen to Free Talk Live, they'll hear us mention when the trailer comes out. But you mentioned off the air the Facebook page is a pretty good busy location.
Right. We're very heavy on Facebook. First of all, we have been listing all of our screenings on Facebook. Incidentally, you mentioned Freedom Fest. We are going to be the opening night movie at Freedom Fest.
Yeah, this is going to be great. There's going to be a lot of people there, and we're going to get a chance to rub elbows with some folks.
Did you get into the competition, the film competition?
Now, my previous film, Lady Magdalene's, actually won a special jury prize for libertarian ideals at previous Anthem Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
So we're not actually in the competition.
Is that because it's not finished yet?
It's finished, but it still hasn't
been released.
No, it's finished, but I think it was a matter of the deadlines for the festival or something like that. But we are there on July 10th, opening night.
And what is the Facebook?
The Facebook is facebook.com alongside Night Movie.
Okay.
Also, we have alongsidenightmovie.com, and the latest thing I updated at that location is our entire credits list. All cast and all credits can be linked from alongsidenightmovie.com.
What was the most fun part about making this movie?
Acting in it.
Really?
I play one of the, in addition to writing the script, directing it, I also act in the movie. And that is like the most fun thing I do.
So who's your editor? I mean, are you involved in that process as well?
Yes, and I don't know if Kent is in the room here. Kent, if
you... Don't turn away from the mic, please.
Okay, yes. J. Kent Hastings is the editor, and uh-huh. He is here at Porkfest. I just can't see with my glasses on if he's here in the room.
I mean, this guy has to be a real linchpin to this movie, because the editing process is where it all comes together. You can have all the best effects and everything, but if you don't have a competent editor, it's gonna bomb.
Well, this is the second movie which I worked with Kent on. Kent was also the editor on my first feature film, Lady Magdalene.
So he must have liked his work then.
Well, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, first of all, he was editing the movie while we were at the Suncoast Hotel in Las Vegas still filming the movie. He was up in the room editing it. So we were, you know, we had around maybe half the movie edited by the time we finished principal photography.
That's fantastic. I think it's pretty exciting. And you're saying this is going to be the biggest, the most obvious libertarian movie that has ever existed.
Big. Look, I don't want to jinx ourselves.
Yeah.
I think it deserves to be big, and I think we have a really good chance, given what we have in this movie, of it being big.
But the ideas aren't watered down.
The ideas are hardcore. You have never had pure libertarianism unadulterated by any doubts in a movie before.
Mm-hmm. It should be interesting to see what the reviewers say about this one, especially, you know, a wide release.
First of all, I'm not expecting sort of like the slams that Atlas Shrugged got.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, we have a lot of anti-war stuff in
that movie. Looked boring, by the way. I never saw it. The trailer did not excite me, so I'm hoping that your trailer will.
I'm not going to say a thing against Atlas Shrugged. I actually gave part one a pretty good review in Mondo Cult Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is we are relentlessly entertaining. Okay, we are relentlessly dramatic, relentlessly suspenseful, tons of action, tons of comedy, all sorts of in-jokes for libertarians, all sorts of in-jokes for science fiction people.
Awesome. Very cool. So alongsidenightmovie.com, facebook.com/alongsidenightmovie.
Right.
And anything else you want to throw out there while we have you?
Yes, we are here at Porkfest tonight at 10 p.m., so whoever is in the sound of my voice, come to the media room and see this movie.
Fantastic. J. Neil Shulman,
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. I really appreciate you sitting in with us and talking about this. I know a lot of our listeners are likely very excited to see this, and I'm looking forward to seeing the trailer. So
thank
let
you
us
so
know.
Much.
Thanks. J. Neil Shulman with us here, and also your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855. Thank you, audience. At 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2013 edition, the 10th one, and probably going to be the biggest one. It's really cooking up to be something special. It's Free Talk Live.
And I'm going to hang around.
Science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly in hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th edition, and possibly the most epic thus far. We have so many people. Over 1,100 have registered for this event in advance. Probably going to expect to see several hundred more show up. If any past events are an indicator of future success, and the crowd is gathering, a lot of people getting their tents set up today, a lot of new vendors coming in today. I saw there's like a smoothie truck, there's an ice cream truck that came in, and so it looks like there's going to be some ice cream competition here on the campsite this year, because for a long time a Free State Project participant has been creating her own delicious ice cream site. Amanda Bolden from Shire Sharing. And so she's up against an ice cream truck this year. So it's nice to see a little bit of competition entering into the park. Now, you can come here and enjoy Agra Alley, which is where various different vendors will set up their wares. Maybe their wares are hot cooked food. Maybe it's, you know, various different devices.
Trinkets and things.
Trinkets, yeah. Things like that. T-shirts, for instance.
Lots of T-shirts.
Lots of great products here that you get to kind of browse. And but most importantly, the people are here as well. And we're going to get continue interviewing some of those people. Also, we're welcome to happy to take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I read a webcomic. It's called Quantum Vibe. It's a science fiction comic, and it's based 500 years in the future. And it's centered around this young gal, Nicole, and she travels, you know, various increasingly statist worlds inside of the solar system with her mad scientist partner. They experience the hazards of space and human treachery, and they're exploring a vast new frontier. Hopefully that they're going to be able to help leave the oppressive corporate states behind, or we'll see if that happens. So you can get the first 400 strips of Quantum Vibe in the new Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Volume Nicole. And it's available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. If you haven't read the story yet, go to QuantumVibe.com and start reading and enjoying the story. If you have read Quantum Vibe, get the graphic novel so that you can have it in your hand and experience it and support the work of Scott Beezer. It's QuantumVibe.com.
Interesting people here all around the Porcupine Freedom Festival as we continue, by the way, broadcasting here all week long. So bringing you hours and hours, 21 hours of Porcupine Freedom Festival related content here. And that means inevitably a lot of interesting people that we meet. And Dick Cheatham is with us here tonight. And Dick is going to be speaking multiple times here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Dick, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So you spoke today, actually, for your first time. Tell me about that.
First one was effective communication. I like to help people understand what works in persuading people that liberty is the way to go. And that was earlier, but for
can you give us some ideas?
Oh, sure. Be perceptive of your audience. If you're communicating in one way and people are listening in another, that's not going to connect. And so if you can be perceptive as to their receptive ability or what they're finding funny or not interesting, well, you can adapt your presentation.
Yep. And so so you were up there for, was it an interactive presentation where people were kind of asking questions, or did you just kind of
this
lecture?
Particular one was not. The next several will be. Didn't have any questions this time.
And you're going to be doing characters on some of these. Is that right?
I have two. Yeah, I brought two dead people from Virginia.
Tell me more about that.
That's got to be against the law to transfer dead people across the state line.
Yeah, some of these dead people really have some important things to say to us. History is a friend of ours when it comes to being a resource for promoting liberty. The characters I'll be bringing will be the entrepreneur who saved America's evolution as, you know, becoming a country, one who's really not well known and sadly is pretty much forgotten by historians as well, John Rolfe. He was the husband of Pocahontas, but he did so much more. He produced a profit, whereas there had been a loss for the Virginia Company prior to that, and they were going to abandon. Had they abandoned the English common law, the Magna Carta, the concept of the parliamentary system, they would have all been abandoned in America, and some other culture would have dominated, and that would not have resulted in the USA.
So you said those will be more interactive. People will be able to kind of ask this dead character, these dead individuals questions, and you are playing them, or is it somebody else?
I will be, they will be interactive, and there'll be a portion of the program at the end where I'll be speaking as historian in 2013. The other character is President John Tyler, our 10th president. Now, very few people know much about John Tyler, and that's unfortunate. The Independent Institute published a book back in 2009 which cited him as America's best president.
That was Rating Rushmore?
Yes, Recarving Rushmore. Ivan Eland wrote that book, and he agrees with me that John Tyler is the best president. Or you might say the least bad president.
Right. Look, a lot of people would quote, say, Coolidge or Taft. They would pick those. Strangely, what was the guy's name that wrote the book?
Ivan Eland.
Eland picked as a modern president's Carter as the least intrusive, which I was kind of stunned by.
So you've got a company here, LHALTD.com, Living History Associates Limited. Is this you and a group of several people that go and essentially act as or play these characters at events?
Exactly. It's a business, as any other business, for-profit business, corporation. We've been in business since 1986. And what we do, we're like a conventional speakers bureau. We provide speakers for meetings, events, cruises, universities, any client with a little gold and silver to spend.
Sure.
But what we offer is something different. We offer dead people.
Give me some more examples of some of the more popular characters.
Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, Meriwether Lewis.
Are you reading classic speeches or excerpts from these individuals, or speaking from memory? What's it like?
Exactly. The people who speak as these characters have a background in history. They haven't memorized any presentation or someone else's script or something. They actually, in many cases, they've worked for decades as scholars and written books and so forth. They have this in their memory bank.
They're truly dedicated researchers of the individuals they're portraying.
And the history is accurate history. It's not invented or altered.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so some of that, you get a taste of that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. What days are you going to be speaking?
Let's see, today, then tomorrow, and let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
And the schedule, by the way, is at porkfest.com. So if you're not here yet, obviously if you're
P-O-R-C.
Here. P-O-R-C. Thank you, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. If you're here already, obviously you've got the guidebook, so you can look up all this information. Dick, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. Really appreciate having you here. Let's go right into the phone calls. We've got Frank listening in Stockton, California. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How's it going, gentlemen? Sounds like you're having a good time out there.
Welcome, sir.
I was just back from the library, and I checked out Obamacare, and on page 1001, it's near the end of the document, it talks about the implantable chip and how we have like 36 months to get that in chipped. Have you heard
that? That's interesting. No, I haven't heard
not at all.
I haven't heard anything about that. I mean, not that I pay a real close attention to what details the federal government cranks out from their machine.
Can you read an excerpt from here?
Brother, I don't have my computer. I was at the library, but it is, and I got it from examiner.com.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to take your word for it. So are you going to get one of the chips?
I can't. The reason being that our brains work on electricity, right? So if I get that chip, they're going to be able to control me. That's my belief.
Well, I don't know if they'll be able to control you, but they certainly would be better able to identify who you are and where you are at any given time, and that might lead to more control, certainly.
Do you see fear, though?
I think there's a lot of reason to be concerned about that, and that's why I wouldn't recommend anybody goes and gets that chip.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to have to, likely most people, if they're going to jump on board with this, are going to be consenting to it, and they're going to have a very difficult time forcing those, I mean, presumably millions of people who would not like this. I mean, I can't imagine all 300 million Americans will feel too happy, regardless of what their viewpoint is on liberty. I can't imagine there's going to be a whole real march to go chip up. But there will be some people.
Snopes identifies it as false. I don't know, you know, anything beyond that, though.
Yeah, but it's not unreasonable to think that the chipping idea will become more prevalent over time.
I think over time that it's quite possible.
And something to be concerned about, but also rumors are important to put to bed. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, even though we are having a lot of interesting people in our studio tonight, we will still take your calls, so feel free to dial us up. We do not have Skype. Normally we do have Skype as an option for you to connect to the show, but tonight, not going to be the case, because we're literally in the middle of the woods with an incredible view of the White Mountains here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 10th edition. It's so great to be here to once again kind of anchor every single night and give listeners a peek, a taste of what it's like to actually be here among what is going to apparently be over 1,000 people, maybe 1,500, maybe 2,000. Who knows what the end of the week total is going to be. It's so great to be here with everyone tonight. And more Free Talk Live will be coming up in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up from Porkfest X.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals or arms in making this episode.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.